program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
You are listening to Bob's Slacktime Funhouse,
the Lymph Node Institute edition.
I'm Dr. Bug Bladder, and to my right
is Doc Ellis,
with gum in his mouth while he's on the radio.
Some doctors chew narcotic gum.
Sweet mystery of life, at last I've found you.
How does one kill Bob?
That's an excellent question. You know, perhaps it doesn't really matter if you use a gun or a knife or a bludgeon or a missile or a hand grenade or run him down with a car. What matters is that if you kill Bob in your heart, if you just look at all those dots and say, I've given you all kinds of my time and money and you haven't given me ish, holy man, I'm leaving you.
Well, I'm sure that's what they mean by kill Bob.
Yes.
But I actually want to find a guy named Bob and chop his head off and pee down his neck twice. Some people say Now, if you've actually do come across the real Bob Dobbs, bearing in mind that he's the luckiest man who has ever lived, what you need to do is set up some sort of scenario in which the luckiest thing that could happen to him at that time
is for him to die.
It would be for him to die.
Right. Usually setting up a scenario in which the two options are death or loss of genitals, Bob will luck into death.
You think?
That's my theory. I'm not actually going to try it because I'm... One of the things I'm afraid of is that when you're trying to kill a lucky guy, I mean, what are you going to do? Stab him? Oops, I stabbed myself. Shoot him. The gun jams and blows up in your hand. You're a damn sausage face.
Try to cut off his balls. Suddenly, your balls are in the werewolf's mouth.
There are certain types of landmines that aren't designed to kill, merely maim below the waist and demoralize you.
Damn that, Bob. I bet he thought of those.
I'll bet he did, and I'll bet he's getting filthy freaking rich.
Bob doesn't need money, technically, being so lucky.
No, being so lucky he does not, but he's still got plenty of it because he is so lucky.
Repent! Quit your job! Slack off! You have been driven to the brink of insanity by the conspiracy!
I'm just a part of it.
Possessed by the anti-Bob! much to do money, we would never have any trouble. He is the king of all kings.
Or thinking just in that same way about how to take things right down to their very nub, where you couldn't change anything more without destroying the question itself. When one asked, what are we here for? One realized that All of the religions of the world have said that we were here to love God and obey him and kiss his ass and suck his dick and turn over and get crushed by him and be dumbed down into hell and eternal punishment if we didn't do like he wanted to do. And this turned out not to be true at all. It turned out to be like an enormous diarrhea of bullshit, because obviously what we are here for, and we know we're here for that, is that we're here to go. There's no other future for it. We're not here to stay.
Escaping the start. the moment and we pause to reflect on the things that we feel and the planet that they wreck. And we laugh like banshees and howl like Comanches with victory dance in our underoos and panties. Our fantasy is a reality. Earth turns to dust, planet X or bust for us.
As Bob types with space-time shit, it's temporal disturbance, it's hard for the flabbergast, cross in interdimensional split, severs forever, genie from pink shit.
Locked in a circle and steadily exhaled in the smoke, I can see why the pink boys fail. Pain has caused destruction, sick and full of slack with suction. Pay-per-view alien abduction, functioning on soulless slack. The money should be painted black. The beat from space that stole your balls will soon come back and take it all. Return to slack, return to law. Pin slack off and quit your job. Smoke the beast in our pondering. Lick the frog and think of slavery. Now you're sleeping like a baby. The frog will be up to keep the guys who can talk with the UFO in his garage.
My pigs are on a soup can lid. I got an infection and it spread to my dick. It swelled up to the size of a human head. And then a mouth opened on it. And this is what it said. It said to kill the pink boys. Quit your job. Mock the world and worship Bob Dog. We'll build a ship and take a trip. Come on and get a pin right in the coordinates. 3.5 months in my garage, tearing parts off of old used cars. My groin at this point was unusually large. It would occasionally bump while smoking a cigar. Our project was finished, the ship would hold 20. The power source was plenty, and the crew would think was funny. The slack was their habits, our burn proof is worth it. Escaping the star abyss. On our way to planet X, we're sex and Rex next. The fairies win every pot of money shot at Connie Quark. It's an all-hoss hour of bonanza. Without Tony Danza, Danza the ancient history charts. In a world of dead hearts, simultaneous lobotomy and sodomy. We take a moment and we pause to reflect on the things that we feel, the planet that we wreck. And we laugh like banshees and howl like Comanches with victory dance. In our underoos and panties, our fantasy is a reality. Earth turns to dust, planet X or bust for us.
Freshly any blood that flows in your veins, but the frog pot cloud brings slack like rain. That bomb control was left of your brain. Oh yes, and all your money to the reverend I would stay. Freshly any blood that flows in your veins, but the frog pot cloud brings slack like rain. That bomb control was left of your brain. Oh yes, and all your money to the reverend I would stay.
Bob being as lucky as he is, if you try to kill the Bob in yourself, then you're just kind of killing your own attunement to the luck plane, right?
Oh, slack. Yeah, but the luck plane is there. I mean, it's like needing a priest to talk to God. I'll just pray and take my chances. You don't need Bob to harness the luck plane. You can...
He just does it intuitively.
You can tithe unto him and learn his secrets as to how he does it, or sort of observe how he thinks he does it. I'm sure he's got all kinds of systems and machinations in his mind, and they're all completely goddamn wrong, but they work anyway because he's that lucky.
He's Bob don't ever change. He's Bob, always will be Bob. His pipe is the one with the doll that rains on the roof like fire. His neck is the one with the wattle inflaming your desire. He's Bob. Come on, folks. Bob don't ever change. He's Bob. Always will be Bob. Bob had a woman named Connie. She was a righteous thrill. She had a lot of friends named Johnny. When Bobby hit the trail, he's Bob. Bob don't ever change. He's Bob. Always will be Bob. Bob was the god of the forest, who claims his jungle bride. His pet was a brontosaurus that Bobby used to ride. He's Bob. Bob don't ever change. He's Bob. Always will be Bob. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Ivan Stang once again.
That's why you never come across Bob, by the way, because there's so many people that want a piece of Bob, yeah. And not just to kill him. They just want a piece. Makes them feel better about it.
And you don't understand. Ask not what piece of Bob is for you. Offer a
piece up to Bob.
To Bob.
What's that? How's that drink is slowing me up?
I still think anyone who appreciates the subtleties and the ironies and the humor and intelligence that's intrinsic in the Church of the Subgenius as it flows from the face of Bob are still better. Better's not a good word.
Better's the word.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so. It's because it sure as hell ain't smarter, and it sure as hell ain't better smelling. So it maybe it's just better.
Just better. Than the people who would see Bob's face and turn away immediately because they've got to, you know, go get their beamer waxed. But these people have read some books. They've seen some of the same crap we have. We share history. So I would say that these people have potential, but yes. Someone needs to slap them around a little bit. So maybe if everyone tries to kill Bob
simultaneously?
Because that might actually kill Bob, and I don't want that to really happen. I've killed him out of my own life so that I can carry on.
My wayward son.
But other people can still utilize Bob's power. They can still channel some Bob. Everyone can kill Bob, but if you fail, maybe that means you've been looking at everything a little incorrectly. You're in the right place, but your head's a little off-center on
Askew.
It. You need to find out how to kill Bob, and that should be the quest.
That is the quest.
So what are you missing in your life?
For once you find out how to kill Bob, you will find out that he's already dead.
Or? Never truly existed at all.
Or? That you don't even need to kill him anymore. Now that you know how to kill him, sometimes knowing is enough.
Gosh, I hope so. So kill Bob. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. You gotta find him. How are you gonna find him? You're gonna have to build him. If you build him, then you can kill him. How are you gonna build him? In your soul. Wait, there's no soul? Psychic stench? Find Bob. Kill Bob.
For a little Bob Dobbs in your soul.
Not to put too fine a pot on it. See, now...
He's the only Bob in your bonnet.
Now all the geeks are just masturbating.
Oh yeah. They recorded on wax cylinders. Oh, yeah. Those guys have acne like me.
Kill Bob, 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 kill Bob, kill Bob.
Is he a funny man?
I guess that depends on what side of the equation you're on.
I think he's a somewhat funny man in the way that the beaver's father could be funny at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean funny like, oh, I'm going to go spank the beaver.
Right.
I mean funny like,
cornball.
Well, son, the funny thing about regret is, it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And if you haven't killed Bob, you better damn well get on it.
I have seen many a fellow linger by the corpse. You know?
Of Bob?
Yes. They're drawn to it like moths, like I was, like all of us were. You're drawn to it like moths, the gleaming beacon of slack.
It's the teeth.
And the pipe.
Oh, I'll say.
You hang around, you soak it all in, you get sick of it, you kill Bob, and then you stand over the corpse saying, I hate Bob, I killed Bob. You know, it's time to walk away.
The engine was dark, colored red, and lit by a brimstone lamp overhead. The blood-filled boiler reflected like a mirror, revealing the devil to be the engineer. Church and lodge members, atheists and those that never cared, sat in horror at their tickets, stared. Black men in white and every other that night, all chained down together, a horrible sight. The train dashed on towards that awful place, as the hot wind scorched them on hands and face. Hotter and hotter the air became, as faster and faster the engine came. Louder and louder their screaming grew, as nearer and nearer the hot flames they drew. The passengers begged and pleaded in vain for the devil to stop that hell-bound train. But he laughed and joked at their agony and said, you never should have listened. You mocked at God in your self-righteous pride and said you didn't need Jesus who was crucified. Making prayers to saints or your works in vain to take the place you add to the lamb that was slain. Your way to heaven you tried to say, but too late you realized Jesus was the only way. Then croaked the devil with an awful yell, we're here, you're now in hell. Die in a lake of fire, eternally in flames that will never tire. Then Tom awoke with an agonizing cry, his clothes soaked wet, his hair standing high, realizing he could nothing do to pay the price for his sin that was due. He prayed from his heart, and God he did tell, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, save my soul from hell. And when on Jesus he trusted, he knew deep inside, by God's word, on that train he'd never ride.
So you gotta kill him.
Yes, you do. Or at least attempt to kill him. And then when you're laying there with nothing below your knees, trying not to bleed out, you have a lot of time to think about, why did I kill Bob?
There's a reason, and it's worthwhile.
And it's not...
It's your own freedom, people.
It's not some stupid Mark David Chapman kind of thing, all right? It's no Hinckley's here. No trying to impress Jodie Foster. It's not... Most murder, most killing... is some sort of territorial imperative thing with, you know, trying to one-up yourself on some other monkey man. That's not what this is about at all. Killing Bob is not some political act or some sort of social process for you to climb up. It's an act of self-defense. Because if you stay by Bob, he will suck all of your luck and all of your slack. It's like overdosing on vitamins.
That's true. It will eventually poison your system.
As the saying goes,
too much of a good thing is better than to have never loved and lost.
Too much of a good thing is always better than not enough, but just barely.
Ooh.
Mm. Mm. Words.
Words to your
words
mother.
Of wisdom from Stang in Cleveland.
The final hour is approaching for the people of Earth.
No, 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 please, no, no, no. Come on, no, no.
We're on the threshold of the end. of this civilization.
All right.
No, please, no.
Eternal salvation or triple your money back.
Sounds too good to be true, dear friends.
Industrial strength, anti-religion religion.
I don't know. I think we've been duped.
We have nothing to hide.
Religion is poison. Religion is poison. Cow is the antidote. Religion is poison. Religion is poison. Bob is your only hope.
Cults control mind. That's how they work.
I need a slap fix. Give me that slap, baby. Give me my slap fix. Give it up, give it up. Gotta have my slap fix.
We have nothing to hide.
Religion is poison. Religion is poison. Slap is the antidote. Religion is poison. Religion is poison. Bob is your only hope.
It's definitely a sign of the apocalypse.
Negative feelings directed at others is never constructive.
All packed up and ready to go, waiting for the exorcisters to show. Rupture's a hoax, and all those sub-Gs are all just slapped up on dope. But I know Bob wouldn't lie. The X-Day Rupture is the one true escape.
I want to get out. Hound slap.
I need a slap fix. Give me slap fix. Join the core slap fix. Give it up. I need slap.
Religion is poison.
The final hour is approaching for the people of Earth.
I hate to disappoint you, but the world is not coming to an end.
You know, you're either lucky or you're not. And if you're standing next to a lucky person, what does that make you?
The first to go when the dish hits the fan.
Makes you the red shirt, buddy.
Oh, hey, Star Trek reference.
Yes, well,
now
I'm talking
to our demo.
There we go. I'm trying to speak to the geeps.
Geeps. No, there's no
peaks
amalgam there.
No. All right, fine. Trying to speak to the demo.
You just think of Bob as an idea that needs to be killed that's keeping you back. But it was a good idea at the time.
Like training wheels. You never would have learned how to ride your bike without the training wheels. But if you never take the training wheels off, you'll never learn how to ride your bike. Did I just blow your mind, man?
So if you kill Bob, it's like taking a chain off of a big metal ball that holds you down and keeps you kind of going slow, but with other dudes who haven't killed Bob yet, and they got their chains, but then you cut the chain off because you just killed Bob, and that was the chain, and now he's gone.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then you can run free with that freaking horse Wildfire.
Drink all in Wildfire. Drink all in Wildfire. Drink all in Wildfire.
Bob is a conspiracy dupe, clone, glorp. So probably ought to be off. And he supports the conspiracy. He promotes class division. But other than that, you know, he's a pretty nice guy for a personal savior.
But none could have guessed how literally the words "or kill me" were to be taken until that fateful night of January 22nd, 1984. A night that will live in infamy.
For it was in this San Francisco theater that, if we are to believe the photographic evidence, Bob Dobbs was slain by a crazed assassin's bullet. Steel yourself, for the footage you are about to see is not for the faint-hearted.
And you'll be ready for Bob! 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 The reign of Bob on Earth is ended. No! Could it be that Bob has lived in vain? No! Could it be that the blood on this pipe's bin has been shed for nothing?
Yeah! life nowhere.
The church really is all about him. You get some slack and a little relaxation, but what you're supposed to realize, what you are supposed to realize 6,000 years ago, was that the capacity for slack is innate. It's within you. Yes, the conspiracy stole it. They have stolen your slack. But once Bob shows you how to get your slack back, there's no real need to come back, because now you know the process. You have been taught to fish. You no longer need to buy fish from Bob. And yet, because we live in this... I won't even go into our pathetic consumer culture, but because we live in this time and...
But since we do live in that type of culture...
We've just been trained to go somewhere to get what we need and not do anything for ourselves. And that's why you're still kissing Bob's stupid ass.
Bob is your only hope! Bob, you're a lot closer than you even think! Bob is the way! Bob is the path! Believe or die! Oh, not the anti-Bob! I mean, possessed by the anti-Bob!
Please, Bob! Please, Bob!
Bob is not the answer! And neither is anything else! Screw Bob!
And Connie!
He's been possessed by the anti-Bob!
Oh, no, the anti-Bob! Please, help me! Bob! He's on the words Bob! Oh, no! There's only one thing left to do! Kill Bob! Kill Bob! Kill Bob!
Kill Bob!
Rip me off for all my slack!
Kill Bob.
He gets all the women, he gets all the frop, and he gets all the slack! Bob! Kill Bob! Everybody, come on! Kill Bob! Kill Bob! Kill Bob! Kill Bob! Kill Bob! Kill Bob! Somebody save me! I need a preacher to save me. I'm possessed by the anti-Bob.
Quick,
kill Bob.
Save him.
Kill Bob. Kill Bob.
I cast you out, unclean spirit. And in the name of the Lord, Bob Dobbs, you shall never live. Yes, yes. God, witness. Please forgive me.
Rise.
I sinned against you. I was possessed by the evil anti-Bob. There's only one thing left to do. Praise Bob!
Praise Bob!
Praise Bob, everybody! Praise Bob! Praise Bob! Praise Bob! Praise Bob! Praise Bob! More, more! Praise Bob! That's not everybody. I'm going back to the anti-Bob.
No!
Come on! Praise Bob!
Praise Bob!
Praise Bob!
Come on, hit me! Praise sinners!
Praise the frog.
That's not bad. We don't need all those instruments, eh?
This is what you've heard. Neil and I, Robert Middlestone, 420 Part 2. The King of Slack with Gil Bob. Neil and I with Gil Bob Rant. ESO, Logan Kirk. Thank you.
Ridiculosity.
And that's basically what you'll be left with from this church is no life, no career, a burning feeling in your ass, and your ears will prick up every time the name Bob comes up in a commercial.
Imagine how freedom would spread. Incredible freedom we understand. Incredible freedom we understand the most.
Series of these clubs, the club, the bar, 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 the bar
missing words in your mind?
I tell you this, I don't know what's gonna happen, man, but I wanna have my kicks before the whole dish house goes up in flames, alright?
All hail the American Knight!
This can rock you over Kingsburg, and I have worked for all my life. And I have to start again with just my children and my wife.
On the 4th of July, there are fireworks to celebrate the
sun. I thank my lucky stars for be riding here today.
Our forefathers declared the independence of the colonies from England.
Cross the flag, it still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Then there was a war.
One if by land, two if by sea.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
The Redcoats are coming. A shot heard around the world. Taxation without representation. Most taxpayers make no use.
Primaries religious.
Washington's crossing of the Delaware River.
Just the right to bear arms.
And I'd gladly stand up next to blue and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land, God bless the blue S.A. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee. Across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart. And it's time to stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to blue and defend her still today. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her star today, cause there ain't no doubt I love this land, God bless the USA.
So if you'd like more information on the Church of the Subgenius so you can kill Bob, write to them at P.O. Box
181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118-1417.
Or visit them online at www.subgenius.com.
Another fine lymph node production!
Another fine lymph node production!
Saturday night!
J.R. Bob Dobbs pops his clutch and tells Atlanta,
"Eat my slack!"
The time control trials begin at midnight every Saturday night with Reverend Ivan Stang and the rip-snorting nitro-fueled monsters of the Church of the Sub-Genius. Then, before the carnage can be cleared off the track, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse roars in at 1 a.m. to finish off the survivors with a tag team straight from the bad side of hell. The
schizophrenic
Reverend Susie the Floozy and the dangerously inscrutable doctors of the Lymph Node Institute. So be there! Or be boiled in your own fat.
91.1 FM, WREK Atlanta, WREK.org.